This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A Ukrainian top commander has said his forces are pushing back against Russian troops in the battle for a town in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The commander said the situation in Bakhmut is being stabilized in a battle which can only be described as long and grinding. British military intelligence said Russia appears to be moving to a defensive strategy in eastern Ukraine. The seven-month battle for Bakhmut, where Russian forces have closed in on three sides, is the longest clash of the war. Russian forces must go through Bakhmut to push deeper into parts of the eastern Donbass region, though Western officials say that the capture of the city would have limited impact on the course of the war. I'm Karen Chemas.
In other developments related to the war in Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin held a phone call with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, on extending the Black Sea grain deal. Ukraine didn't receive peace mediation proposals from China or a proposal to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping, according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He was speaking to the Japan News, and AP's reporting that Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin says more than 5,000 former criminals have been pardoned after honoring their contracts to fight in Russia's mercenary group against Ukraine. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is calling for an immediate and temporary halt to the far-right government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. His warning makes him the first ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition to break ranks. Citing the need for dialogue with the opposition, Gallant on Saturday asked that Netanyahu's coalition wait until after Parliament reconvenes from its holiday break next month before pushing ahead with its divisive plan to weaken the Supreme Court. More on that at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. One police officer and a protester were seriously injured on Saturday in clashes during an unauthorized demonstration against the construction of a water reservoir for farm irrigation in western France. Reuters' Emma Jaley reports.
One police officer and a protester were seriously injured in France on Saturday, this time in clashes during an unauthorized demonstration against the construction of a water reservoir for farm irrigation in western France. In the rural town of Sainte-Soline, at least 6,000 protesters had joined the march, according to the prefect of the surrounding region. Defying a ban on protests at the site where a similar demonstration last October also turned violent. Police fired tear gas to repel some of the protesters, who threw fireworks and other projectiles as they crossed fields to approach the construction area. Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin condemned the violence, which he blamed on far-left activists. He added that one police officer and one protester were in critical condition and said altogether seven protesters and 24 police officers were injured.
Reuters' Emma Jaley reporting. Former U.S. President Donald Trump warned of potential death and destruction, that's his phrase, if he faces criminal charges over a hush money payment to a porn star. Reuters' Chris Dignam reports.
Ratcheting up his already incendiary rhetoric, former President Donald Trump, in a 1 a.m. social media post on Friday, warned of potential death and destruction if he were to face criminal charges in a New York City investigation. The post on Trump's Truth social media site was the latest in a string of verbal attacks against Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg since last Saturday, when Trump wrongly predicted he would be arrested 3 days later. Bragg's office, which is probing hush money payments by Trump's former attorney to adult film star Stormy Daniels made in the midst of the 2016 election, said they would not be intimidated.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said Saturday the government is aware of reports of two U.S. citizens missing in Haiti. The comment followed media reports saying a Florida couple had been kidnapped. The woman who says she is related to the couple said in an online petition that Abigail Toussaint and Jean Dickens Toussaint, both 33, were taken near capital Port-au-Prince and have been held for several days. A spokesman for Haiti's National Police did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Haiti's gangs have grown in strength since the 2021 assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, with large portions of the capital and much of the countryside considered lawless territory. More at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.